Tonight, some of the moms are with new booze, some of the moms are with old booze, and we've got Shin in Ashley's favorite place ever, as far away from her as possible. This is the Teen Mom Young and Pregnant reunion show. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I love Beyonce. And Beyonce, still not forgiving you yet, Jay-Z. Gotta work for it. What's up, guys? It is our final show for Teen Mom Young and Pregnant. This is the reunion show after show. It's a reunion of its own sort, really. So I haven't seen... I wasn't on last week, so this is a reunion for us.
Last week they weren't on because of the MTV Movie Awards.
You're so right. So this is our own reunion show, after show reunion show. Say that five times fast. My name is Drew Jones, and to my left is my go-to girl, as always.
Hey, guys, it's Brianna here, and I'm in the live chat with you. So let me know what you guys thought of tonight as we talk along, and I'll shout you out.
All right, overall feelings of this reunion show.
I mean, it was a little lackluster. Like, not that I want there to be huge fights and stuff, obviously, but I'm just used to the other Teen Mom reunions kind of being more in depth. Mm-hmm. Like, they really ask the questions that and make them answer them. Each person gets like 20 minutes. This one felt like each person got like 5 minutes. I don't know. It was lacking something.
For sure. It definitely was like a, oh, they're done already type of feeling. And where we normally have Dr. Drew as our moderator, we get Angela Simmons, who I think was an interesting pick because she wasn't, I guess technically she was a teen mom. So I think she was younger when she falls into that range, but she was married. So it was kind of different.
Yeah, because usually
and
it's,
she's Reverend's
daughter.
It's
either Dr. Drew or what's her face that does the after show.
Nessa. So that was an interesting... Angela did a good job. I just think Dr. Drew, not because I'm biased, because he has a great name, but I do think he has a tendency to be able to really pull...
Well, he's a therapist in real life. So he's
that's what his gig is.
I mean, the Nessa and the other girl, they're fine. They do a great job for what they do, but they're hosts. They're not therapists. They're not trained in the ways... to kind of get you to come out of your shell, per se.
Agreed. Tonight we're going to break down all of the news and catch-ups that we had tonight on the show. And we're also going to do my favorite segment, Baby of the Week. We've got one more baby for you. And this picture is insanely cute. So you're going to have to stick around to see it because I squealed at least 7 times seeing it. Oh my gosh. Can't deal with it. Let's get into, in my opinion, who was the most interesting of the night.
Okay.
That was Brianna.
We really saw her kind of unleash a bit, which we've always said this entire season, where we've been waiting for her and Kayla to kind of let loose a bit, because they were always so nice about everything. And yeah, that it was definitely not so nice today.
Yeah. Here are some of the big points that... we learned during the Brianna segment. She's with Robert now. Mm-hmm. They are happy. Has not talked to Danae since they were filming.
Yep. We also found out that she let Danae have Brayson overnight. And, you know, there was a bit of disagreement on how that night went between the two of them.
Yeah.
Or three of them, I guess.
Then we also see Robin and Jessica, who Robin is Danae's mother. Jessica is... Brianna's mother, we see that they don't get along, haven't gotten along, and it really kind of is it gets pretty nasty to the point where Brianna walks off stage.
It is we can't say it on the podcast, but it's an S show.
Yeah, it is a poop show.
Show.
Doesn't sound as cool when you say poop show. So, let's talk about the... Danae, like how Danae handles himself and the whole situation with that.
He did seem a lot less intense than the last time we saw him.
Do you think that's because he's in front of a live studio audience? And like, I feel like they talk about how they get used to being filmed.
It might also be that he saw how he was and didn't want people to think of him that way, and so he was trying to keep it under control. I don't really know.
He seems, what I got from the situation, because we hear Jessica, or not Jessica, Robin, Danae's mother, accuse Jessica of kicking Danae out with no place to go. And
yeah, we saw the moms both say a lot.
Yeah. Jessica denies that and says she offers to drive Danae home both times and he refused, which is something I can believe.
I do think from watching him on the show and just from what's been said, that he does seem to skew things into what he wants them to sound like.
He definitely seems like a liar. I'm just going to make it the
blunt way.
The blunt way. Brianna's a sweet one. I'm like, nah, he's lying. But Jessica brings up that Danae has asked, or Robin has told Danae that she would take him shopping, and that Robin doesn't show up for him. And Danae's like, what are you talking about? And that's why I was like, okay, this dude's lying. Because that
we've seen him on the show say how his mom's not really there for him.
Yeah. So I wonder, I feel like they forget that there's been a
that we camera have evidence.
Yeah, that there's been a camera crew following them for a couple months.
Mama of both 90 in our chat says that I think it's just because his mommy was there.
Yeah, because Brianna says something where it's after she'd already walked stage and after Jessica already walked off stage and says, you know, she's just trying to win her son back over. Mm-hmm. So she's doing this and vice versa. So
maybe she also doesn't want to seem like how she's been talked about on the show. She wants the people to think that she's more involved than maybe she is. I'm not 100% sure. We're not there, but that's just how it seems to me. Also, Brianna's had millions of times to blow up at Danae. And so, I mean, I get that she probably, there's probably not the first time, mm-hmm. but from what we've seen, she's been able to keep her cool a lot more often. And it was just until she was called a liar that she kind of got into that.
I don't even think it was necessarily that she was called a liar. I think you have to look at what made them flip out. Danae flips out over literally nothing. Brianna got upset because you're saying, I don't care about my child, and you're making it seem like I'm out here, you know, hanging out with guys.
Well, and I think it's too, you know, we'll get into it later with our news segment, where we'll show what she said on her Instagram, but it's that public reception that she's been getting over taking Brayson away from Danae and doing what she's believed is best and just not getting the support. I think it's a buildup of a lot of things.
The whole argument that he was there for the pregnancy doesn't really do a lot for me, because what exactly were you doing? It's not like you are up changing diapers or anything like that. The second that the real work actually came in is actually when you cracked and left. So you holding her hand while she's walking around pregnant or rubbing her feet occasionally doesn't really tell me anything about you potentially being a father.
What do you think about that whole conversation that his mom was very upset about, calling them shady for leaving him off the birth certificate?
I don't think you're not the father. You've done nothing to prove that you're the father.
I think the only reason it came off seemingly shady is because they were whispering, but I think they were trying not to have the cameras pick it up because they didn't want him to have to see that.
Yeah, I don't think they were being shady. I agree with you. I think that they were just trying to not make, they're just trying to,
they were trying not to aggravate him more because, they'd already seen his anger.
Yeah. And I think in a stepfather situation, my stepdad didn't adopt me till I was in seventh grade and it was my choice. He asked me, did I want, could he? And I was the one who got to say yes or no.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, and he obviously put in the work, but I'm just saying, I don't think when it's a step-parent issue like that, I feel like that's something that's down the road. Like she said, for years, you wouldn't be able to. And I don't see how that would change your relationship with them. It's just a legal thing.
And it's just, you know, like you said, but it's very much more simple to be there throughout someone being pregnant than to be there for a child.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wanted to be in Brayson's life, I feel like he would have tried harder.
I agree. Well, we want you, viewers and listeners, to be in our lives more often. And we want to be in your lives more often. Brie, there's a way that they can do that. Do you want to break it down?
Yes, guys. Here at our network, we have so many after shows. Literally one for anything you can think of, almost. And they're on all different sorts of channels. So we have reality TV channel, sci-fi channel, drama channel, comedy channel, and more. The list is endless. But we need your help. We need you to subscribe to one or more of our channels because that helps us out with our subscription numbers, but it also helps you out. It'll cater specific content that you already like directly to you. It'll bring you your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out. And it'll suggest content for you from other channels that might interest you based on your interest in this. So really, it's a win-win for everybody in this situation because I love going down rabbit holes and finding different videos and pictures and everything to based on what I'm already watching.
Facts.
So subscribing to our YouTube channel will also help you discover other shows that we are sure you'll love that we cover here that kind of fall in that same category. So right now you're watching reality TV. We also have Floribama Shore coming back.
Woo! I'm so excited.
Jersey Shore is just ending.
Love
The Proposal, The Bachelorette. So many to choose from. And you know what? We have those other channels that I talked about earlier, so don't be shy about subscribing to them too if those are genres you also like. And don't be worried about those pesky notifications. We those all are the worst. Worry about them, but they are optional. You can uncheck them. It's easy. Just hit that subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know that you did in the comments, we're going to shout you out. And, you know, just want to thank you for being the best fans that we have, and we'll continue to do our best to serve you.
Yes, we love you guys. And because I love you, I'm going to tell you, you have to watch Floribama Shore if you just want mind-numbing, hilarious content just like the show, but better.
And before we move on from Brianna and Danae, sorry to segue. I just saw this in our live chat. Mama of Both 90 also said that I live in Wisconsin too, and they legally could not have put him on the birth certificate. If they did, he wouldn't legally be obligated to pay CS. I think Brianna's mom knew that it wouldn't last and didn't want to deal with that mess.
That's very true. That is very true that, yeah, he would. I don't think he would have to legally pay child support if something were to happen. So that's a very good point.
And shout out to Dominique Graham, who said they already subscribed to the channel. Thank you. We love you guys.
We love ya. Let's get into Kayla, because
your favorite.
I just can't. So we see Kayla get very upset in the beginning because she says that MTV made it seem like it was really serious with Luke and it wasn't.
And I mean, that in itself, like, why are you so upset over that?
Because Stefan was upset.
No, I get it, but
Stefan was upset. But we've actually found out Stefan doesn't even watch the show.
So then why would she?
Girl, nothing about this makes sense. I love Kayla, but nothing about this makes sense. But Stefan doesn't watch the show because he doesn't want to see how he's portrayed. Which, there's a difference between being portrayed as something and just being something. And you, sir, are not cool. As he... Yep, that sound effect is Stefan in a nutshell. But they... Angela asked Stefan how many times he cheated on Kayla, and I'm sorry that I'm smiling and laughing during this. It's just
one serious time,
which makes me wonder what qualifies as one serious time of cheating, and then how many non-serious times of cheating did you partake in? What qualifies as a serious cheat? Chat, please tell me your definition of that, because I don't know.
I don't know how there's a serious cheating and a not, like, serious cheating to me is that you want to be with that other person, I guess. That's the only kind of difference I can find. Is
you're just like hitting and quitting.
Yeah. That's the only explanation.
I'd be agitated by both. Both feel equally.
Oh, and there is a correction in our chat. I think I said it a little wrong. Danae would have been obligated to pay child support if he had signed the birth certificate.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Thank you.
Thank you for the correction. Sorry about that, guys.
The correction. But apparently they are still hooking up, even though they didn't directly say that they're... But them saying... Not, like, them not saying anything, they were saying that they're hooking up. So. Yeah.
Which I mean, it's very obvious. And I don't judge anyone for that kind of thing, because we are all put in situations, and we all like to think how we would react in those situations or act in them, and maybe we wouldn't.
Yeah, we all go back to those exes we shouldn't sometimes. It's called growing.
And sometimes you just need to go through that to get to a point where you realize that maybe Kayla's not at that point yet, and that's fine. Just be careful. Don't.
Yeah. Don't. Like, as cute as Isaiah is,
don't be it's silly. It's that frustration of knowing that she's still sort of waiting around for him, even though she says she's not.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't. I don't fault her for that. Like I said, we all have emotions. We aren't there with them every day. We don't see what she sees, or we're only seeing one side of something. But, you know, if he's not getting his act together, at some point you're going to have to end that. Cut and it's just going to get harder and harder.
So Jamie comes out, and they bring up basically the whole situation with Jamie and Stefan. And Stefan says, I apologize for taking the money, but not for how I reacted.
Okay. I don't get what is so hard about a simple I'm sorry to her. Like, why is that such a hard thing to do? It's two words. All you have to do is say, I am sorry for how I reacted. Like, he's just going on and on being like, she knows. Well, if she knows, then why can't you just say it?
Yeah, it's a pride thing for sure. Then we find out that actually Stefan and Jamie used to be really close. And that
they don't portray that part on the show.
Yeah, and that he considered her like a mom away from his mom. And it ends with them hugging it out, which I was just like, this feels very... It's moments like this that kind of make me feel like MTV is not going to come back with a second season of this show, just because it feels very like wrapped up in a nice, neat bow.
Yeah. Jalen in our chat said, I'm surprised Kayla was more upset that they showed she was seeing another man than she was at Stefan.
Exactly. I'm surprised that she was more upset by that than him cheating on her and getting in her mother's face like that and all the other numerous extremely rude things that he did this season.
Well, and he's getting off so easy every time. Like, again, I know they're saying we don't see all this other stuff, but I don't think I need... Even if I did see the other stuff, the way he talked to her mom and the way he reacted to her mom is not okay.
Yeah, you don't talk to people like that unless you're comfortable talking to people like
that.
Like, they
can edit out all the good stuff they want, but they can't make you do the bad stuff. That's of your own validation. Like,
yep. You're not lying there. Now to, in my opinion, the most boring segment of the show was the Lexi and
Kyler
situation. I mean, we knew that they were together. We've seen it on social media. I will say
the one part of it that did bug me was that she took the blame for asking him out at the wrong time.
Yeah.
And how he reacted. Like, she puts all the blame on herself continuously, it feels like, with the relationship.
It feels like that's why their relationship is working now, though, is because before she at least had some sort of pushback, and now she just kind of goes with the flow. We find out that he didn't believe her when she first said she was pregnant because he didn't see a pregnancy test or anything like that.
That his mom had to make him go to the ultrasound appointment.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, just pretend like he went of his own accord. It's like, you can't just pretend that. You can't just pretend that he's not doing these bad things. Like, it's fine that you want to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you're working on things, but you can't pretend the bad things didn't happen. You have to grow from them. And he's never going to grow from them if you keep letting him off the hook every exactly. single time.
He kind of alludes to the fact that he did hook up with some other people.
Whether or not there was hookups or he hung out with other girls and saw where it went, he just didn't seriously date them. Yeah. So we don't know how...
That's true. I'm giving him a little bit too much credit. He was in the same breathing space as female counterparts. So, and we find out that, Lexi is very jealous and she pins it down to daddy issues. Girl, join the club. Doesn't.
I mean, at least she realizes kind of where some of it stems from, which is the first step to trying to get past that. But... Yeah. She's not there.
But daddy issues are like so 2005. Like, we're independent women now in 2018.
Yeah, but it's still hard to get rid of something that's coming from a younger age. And that's that feeling of abandonment.
Abandonment.
Whether or not, let's not call it daddy issues then. Let's change the verbiage. Let's call it parental issues.
No, it's not even that. I just hate If you know what something stems from, work towards fixing it. No, and she just very much chucks up to, it's daddy issues, whatever. And it's like, girl, you have a whole baby and you're doing such a bomb job and you're making, you watched your mom do it by herself. So what? Why are you thinking in your head that you can't do it?
Yeah. Seeing how she has been acting towards him, especially at the reunion, makes me scared that if they did move to Arizona like he wants to, that she's never going to talk to her family. Like, he's going to cut her off from all of it. And just, she's just going to be that girl waiting at home for him every night.
Yep. Someone who's not waiting at home for nobody is our girl, Jade. We see that her and Sean are working things out, that Christy is sober, and that they kind of painted the drug issue with Christy a lot more serious than it was.
And that Jade and Sean are still hooking up.
Still hooking up. They're sharing the same hotel room.
I love it every time that they ask that question and there's just the silence.
Yeah. I love that Angela, like, doesn't care. And she's like, y'all hooking up or no?
They're like, well, we're sharing a hotel room.
I know. They're also like, it's so fun. My mom used to say, if you can't talk about sex, you shouldn't be having it. And I kind of feel like in this case, like, it, if the shoe fits, you know? Because they are just, like, very embarrassed. I'm like, y'all have whole ass babies. You know what I'm saying? You have children. You need to stop being embarrassed about talking about sex, girl, and just
especially because one day you're going to have to talk to your kids about it.
Right?
If you don't want them to be in the same situation you're in right now. Especially.
Yeah, especially. That talk is coming. That talk is brutal for everyone involved. So you better learn how to do it.
I mean, like we've said so many times this season, though, Jade does have... She's the most responsible, I feel, of the five girls. And it might be that she's, because she's the oldest, or might be that she's just gone through more. I don't know. But even the way she handled it, like, you know, he's working on himself and he's going to look back one day and just be upset with how he treated me or what he said to me. Because she said that he's working on stuff and they're hooking up, but she didn't say they're back together.
Yeah.
She didn't say that she was even going to be back together with him. Like, she could have been alluding to this time in the future where maybe at some point that means we'll get back together, but maybe it won't. That's kind of how I took it.
I agree. And I can respect that. I think that's a good way to go about it. Kudos to her. I kind of feel like, do you feel like Jade and her mom are on a better page right now? And so when her mom was saying that the drug thing wasn't as serious as they painted, she just wasn't speaking up because she didn't want to start a fight. Because her face expression, to me at least, was kind of like...
It kind of felt like her mom only came on the reunion to be like, I'm not this.
Yes.
Not to discuss anything, not to talk about how it went with Jade with her childhood, how it went with Jade currently and how she's treating Sean or how she's treating Jade. Like, all that stuff that happened on the show, she didn't seem to care about talking about. It was just, oh, by the way, I'm not as big of a drug addict as people are making me seem.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't... And she's wanted to disprove that all the things that Jade herself has been saying. And it's like, girl, we've been watching all season. We've seen you. And she was kind of ticking and, you know, moving around and stuff on stage. So I don't necessarily... I hope she's drug-free.
I mean, she said she took a test. It could have been nerves. I don't know. It could be just... I can't even think of the word right now.
Anxiety.
No, when you go off stuff.
I
can't think right now.
She's going like cold turkey.
Yeah.
I can't think of the legitimate word for it, but
I don't
know
why I can't. If you guys want to help me.
Withdrawal! Hey!
Sorry, guys. It's Monday.
It is Monday indeed. Withdrawal. That's fair. That makes a lot of sense. I obviously want I wish the best. No one wants the grandmother of their child to be a drug addict, yeah. You know? We wish the best.
And it's also, I hope they get to a point where her and Jade are, you know, cool with each other.
Yeah.
And she can be in Chloe's life and there's not that hostility there.
I absolutely agree. Someone that still has a lot of hostility all up in their family is Ashley. Last time we saw Ashley, it was the fight of all fights. We got sisters. We got Shin. We got Bar. Everyone's throwing hands somewhere.
I just don't feel like anything's resolved here. I feel like they moved past this without resolving it.
There wasn't a lot of, like, hard-pressing questions tonight to make people
get to the bottom of it.
Yeah,
there wasn't, I wanted them to ask her why, if it was his birthday, did you care? Like, yeah, that's what I wanted.
It's like they were almost afraid to make Ashley mad. It felt like everyone was kind of tiptoeing around her. And from what I understand, this was before, a while back, we reported that Ashley accused Barr of hitting her. And I believe that this reunion was filmed before that happened. That was
before that happened, yeah.
So I'm guessing
that Barr's... I think it was like literally a week or two before it happened.
Yeah, so I'm guessing Barr's anger management isn't working that well. Which is a bummer.
I mean, honestly, I think they both need some anger management.
They absolutely do.
And I think they need some couples counseling on how to deal with situations, and maybe just some family counseling with the moms.
I absolutely agree. The thing about Ashley that I think she, and maybe in her mind, thinks she doesn't have anger issues because she's able to say things calmly but still be very angry about them. I'm in the same boat.
She's also very easily swayed. Like, we saw her tell Shen, okay, it's water under the bridge, like, I'm moving forward. Mm-hmm. And then her mom be like, you don't want this woman around your child. Then all of a sudden it was like, oh yeah, I don't want this woman around my child. Like,
yeah.
Keen in the chat also said that, I feel Shen is showing more effort than Ashley. She was kind of calm.
I think I...
She also wasn't there in person.
She also wasn't there. And I also think Shen's very aware of how she's being perceived. And I think Shen is going to try to make herself look good, yeah. You know? I noticed that Barr doesn't want to talk to Shen. And
which is interesting.
Which is very interesting. And says that you can love somebody, but you can love them from a distance. So it seems like they're not really talking.
It almost felt like, to make peace, I'm just not going to talk to my mom.
Which kind of is what, not that we've been asking for, but this has kind of been the solution. I mean, this is a little bit extreme version of the solution, but it's kind of the solution we've been waiting for. And I think Ashley's been asking for a minute, is you now have a family, prioritize us first.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to the extreme as to not talk to your mother. But there should be a middle ground.
I also
there.
Wonder if he doesn't want to talk to his mom because we see how much he flip-flops between backing Ashley and backing his mom. And if you're both of them are right there, how are you going to
back? Yeah, because he doesn't... I mean, he even admitted that he doesn't have Ashley's back 100%.
Yeah.
So...
I also noted that Ashley and Barb were not... It didn't seem like they were sitting in a way of two people that are very much in love. It seems like they were sitting in a way of people that are not at great terms all the time. Right now.
Mm-hmm. They're not playing a wedding yet. She says she wants to do her career and school and all of that first, which I can respect.
Yeah, which is fine. You don't need to plan the wedding right away.
It never seemed like they wanted a quick wedding in the first place.
I just felt that we didn't get to... This is where, and someone in the chat also talked about, where Dr. Drew kind of transitions into talking more. This is where it would have been more interesting to get more in-depth on these circumstances that happened this season.
Yeah.
And why? Even bring Pastor T out. Like, why did Pastor T not come out? Because her and Barr had beef.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, which caused Ashley to move out of the house. Like, there was so much there to talk about that we just didn't even break the surface of.
Yeah. Like you said, when we were watching, it definitely feels like maybe there isn't going to be a season two.
I don't know. Like, it just seemed like they weren't putting a lot of effort or money into this reunion. And I don't know if that means there isn't a season two, or they're just doing that because they're like, until we get another season, like, we're not going to expel too much effort on this.
Because I also was thinking that maybe we were going to get a season two because maybe they didn't want to get too much into, because one, they didn't want to scare the moms away from doing a season two. If it gets too hard hitting, maybe they won't want to do it. And then two, maybe there's stuff going on right now that, like, they're trying to keep them quiet about. So for season two, and so maybe they're trying not to push buttons.
Mama, both 90 in the chat, said also to go off of what we were talking about with Barr not talking to his mom. I think at the time of the taping, he hadn't gone to his brother's trial and Shen was mad at him about it.
Oh, that would make a lot of sense. That basically covers all of the moms. Did you have a particular moment that you really enjoyed, or were just like, WTF?
Like I said, overall, I just wanted them to really... I love having these kind of like therapy moments that we've had in the past from Teen Mom reunions, where you see growth or you see them have to talk about things they don't want to talk about. And I felt this was very easy.
Yeah, this was very just...
Like, I guess if I had to pick one moment...
I guess Stefan and Kayla's mom hugging it out was probably the best moment on the reunion, which is not saying much.
Very true. I think the only, besides Jade, because I feel like Jade steps up to the plate every time that I need her to, and I think she's, like, very good about feeling it out and knowing what she needs to do and needs not to do. Besides that, I think the only teen mom who kind of, in my opinion, stepped up to the plate or has grown was Brianna, because I felt like Brianna stood up for herself. And
yeah, which she hasn't done.
Yeah, which she hasn't done. And I mean, I don't know about the yelling stuff. We haven't seen her do it, but they could have easily edited it out into her favor. But I will say,
I feel like teen mom does not edit stuff out into people's favor.
Yeah, I feel that way too. And I feel like, Brianna, good for you for not letting someone sit there and call you a bad mom. Because I don't think she, I think she's actually a very good, attentive mom. So kudos to you for not letting it go down.
Before we get into our special segment, though, I do just want to thank our fans out there who are always with us in the live chat or watching us afterwards and commenting in our video section. So just want to shout some of you guys out. We got Wolf Schaefer, Jalen Barraza, Keen, always here with us, Mama of Both 90. And then from our video, the last video we did, we also have Shelle, CC Talk, Lakea Gray, Jitil Donaldson, Dana Body, Casey Renee. So many of you guys. I wish I could shout everyone out, but I just don't have the time. You're all amazing, and we really, really enjoy hearing from you. We look at the comments, even if we don't answer back to every one of them. We are always reading them. Thank you so much for being a part of our conversation. If you are watching us on YouTube, please give us that thumbs up on our videos. We love hearing from you guys. We love having that thumbs up. And if you're on iTunes, give us 5 stars. Leave a comment there as well. We also are checking that out every week. Thank you guys so much for being so loyal to us all season.
Yes, 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 yes. I was trying to find Brie on Instagram tagged Nakia and I and some.
All right, we have the photo.
Okay, good. For the and news. Some good tea. And I just wanted to say thanks for, you know, thinking of us and tagging us and supporting us via the gram. Before we get into news and gossip, we are about to do my favorite segment, which is Baby of the Week. Every week we pick out not the cutest baby, but the baby that's done something particularly freaking cute, which is really hard to just choose
sometimes
one.
Sometimes there's a lot.
Sometimes there's too many.
I think we had like 3 this week, but
yeah, but this one in particular, wow. Brie, do you want to talk about
this? This is Kayla's little man. So adorable. It was captioned, 1 second, let me find the caption. It was captioned, "I woke up like this."
Look at his face.
Little Isaiah here. He's got his, for the, those of you listening, you can always find these photos on Instagram. That's where we pull all of them from. So this is on Kayla's Instagram. It's just a picture of him. It, like the caption says, looks like he just woke up. His hair is sticking straight up in the air, and he's just kind of staring at the camera.
You know what? I see Stefan now. For a hot minute, he's been looking like...
No, he still looks more like Kayla,
though. He still looks more like Kayla, but I'm starting to see Stefan features. Like the duh look on his face right now.
So the him just waking up is the Stefan.
It's just Stefan's 24/7 face expression. But Isaiah's is much cuter. I can't believe that's our last baby of the week for this season. But if you want to keep up with the baby moments, they all post heavily of their baby. So just check out their Instagrams because it's just filled with baby fever. Let's get into news and gossip. One more time.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So some of you are talking about Danae being drunk in our chat. And so our piece of news this week does have to deal with that and what was being said and what was happening on the show. So Brianna went to Instagram and she posted this caption saying there's 2 different photos. The photos actually don't have anything to do with the post. It's just a picture of her and Robert.
They're
and
just the real yin.
She said, "Let's be real. We talked about it at the reunion, but it doesn't show. So here's the truth, guys. Danae was drunk the night he had Brayson. I didn't find out until my sister called me the next day after I already had Brayson and showed me the videos of him drinking. Danae even admitted that he was drinking that night. Brayson was there a couple weeks after I told him he can't see Brayson anymore. Second, Danae hit me on many occasions when we first started dating because he was drunk and when he left me for a little sophomore. He pushed me into the wall, threatened to throw and break my kitchen table every time we argued and fought. He raised his hand at me.
And lastly, I have so many witnesses that can back me up saying I answered every phone call and even offered to go get Brayson. I don't need to explain myself to no one. And if you don't want to believe me, that's on you. I'm in a much better place now, and my child is much happier as well. I want to move on from the past, but I'm done with the people who want to come at me for taking Brayson away. I would never let Brayson treat a girl the way Danae treated me, so he doesn't see him anymore. Thanks for watching my story.
Respect. Respect, respect. And I mean, we said throughout the season that she flinched way too much for it, him to have not put his hands on her before.
I mean, and even it, we didn't go into it, but even at the reunion, when she said he told me he was drunk, why would he do that? And his mom said that he was doing it to get you to come over.
That's manipulative. That's
still not okay. And why? And you're getting mad at Brianna because she's upset that he was drinking. Like, whether or not he was lying about it or not, which I don't think he was, it sounds like, from this post. Like, that's not okay. Like, you don't lie. Why would you lie about being drunk?
Exactly. That's weird. That's a weird thing. Like, if you're trying to get someone to talk to you, that is a very weird and manipulative and gross way to try to coerce someone into having a conversation with you, and you should be embarrassed. But until...
Well, I mean, it seems like she's in a great place.
Yeah.
Now. So hopefully it continues. Hopefully this relationship she's in stays healthy and is healthy. And, you know, hopefully Danae gets some help of his own to get past some of these issues and become a better person in the future.
Agreed. Agreed. Final thoughts on this season. How did you feel?
I felt like, you know, we had ups and downs through everybody. I do think that some of these stories were really important to see on TV, and I'm glad that, you know, some of it happened. I don't like all the toxicness that sometimes happens with these Teen Mom franchises, and I know that's the drama that they're always craving, but that, you know, we say it all the time with Chelsea on Teen Mom 2, but that's why I think it's important to get to those points in their lives to see it hopefully work out. So if the season does continue, or if it doesn't, I just hope to follow them along and hopefully see some happy, good moments come in their future.
Yeah, I agreed. It was dope to see some girls find their voices, and it was dope to see, you know, all these beautiful babies and the beginning of hopefully what is a very bright and beautiful future for all of them.
We'll just have to wait and see if we get that season 2.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. But until we find out, and until next time, where can the people find you?
You guys can find me at Bri, B-R-I, underscore Phipps, P-H-I-P-P-S, on Twitter and on Instagram.
And I'm Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J, or you can hang out because we're about to do the Teen Mom 2 after show right after this. Until next time, guys. We'll see you later. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.